Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. One of the biggest cravings I have every spring is for fresh local fruit. Last year's apples are still available, that's true, but I'm thinking of something a lot fresher and a lot juicier. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, it's just our luck that nature has arranged it so that some of the most succulent berries are available this time of year.
Yeah, the two that really I love in spring are strawberries and blueberries, mm-hmm. I think the ones we see very early on, and so they're just fun to get started with. Strawberries, they're out there now. I mean, we grow a lot of strawberries in this country. We grow 1.3 million tons a year of strawberries, and way more than anyone else. The next largest company is only about about 300,000 tons. So we're the leader.
We're the strawberry king.
We're the strawberry king. I mean, they're a very ancient vegetable. The Romans loved to use them. I mean, they're not a true berry, as in sort of the sense of actual berry, but they are grown all over the country, and their varieties are like multiple numbers. I mean, there's so many different little varieties out there that they're a ton of fun.
What size do you like to work with when you're buying berries?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the smaller ones are the most intense in flavor.
I think so.
But there's a lot of work involved, you know, in cleaning them up. Some of the larger berry varieties out there are fine, but I think they tend to be a little less intense in flavor.
Mm-hmm. I tend to look at the very top of the berry and to see if there's a lot of white up there.
Yeah, you'd like the berry to be ripe all the way through the top, which is important. But I mean, they are sort of versatile in a lot of different things, from savory to sweet. Certainly, as you mentioned last week, salads, they're great. They add a little bit of fun. There's actually a couple of different soups that are made with strawberries that are a lot of fun. And obviously, the classic Maryland dessert in the spring is strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Can you work them into savory sauces, perhaps for seafood?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I think that they can do a lot of things, there's no doubt.
How about blueberries?
Yeah, I mean, so the best, I learned a lot about blueberries online. There's a farm, a family farm in New Jersey called the DeMayo Blueberry Farm, and they have some of the best kitschy little handheld video videos on YouTube about blueberries. I mean, they're a perennial flowering plant. They're native to North America, which I didn't realize. And they weren't really introduced into Europe until the 1930s. So they're really relatively recent.
I didn't know that.
Right. I mean, yeah, we were eating them by the tons in this country, but not really a big thing in Europe until the 30s. Certainly, actually, even Maryland and New Jersey are the two states that grow a plethora of our blueberries. And they're fun to do in savory things a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that making a blueberry barbecue sauce and doing things like hanger steak on the grill.
Oh, my goodness.
Put it in blueberry barbecue sauce. And you know, it really pulls in a lot of red wines, too, especially things like Cabernet Franc that have that sort of blueberry component to it.
I think you're right, yeah.
So, like, doing dinner with the blueberry barbecue sauce and some steaks or even a blueberry veal stock and serving it with some great big red wines. It's actually, people might not think of it, it's a really perfect combination.
It is. And, of course, you can always dig up your best muffin recipe. And
yeah, right? And everybody puts blueberries.
There are some pancakes.
Without a doubt.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Berries are just at the height of their season right now.
These are, yeah, forever.
Going great gun. And Jerry, this week's featured item, our best buy from the farmer's markets, is spinach.
Always
coming in and just in great abundance right now.
Topic, and that'll be what we talk about next week.
Yeah. Remember, if you're going to get spinach for eating hot, get a lot of it because it cooks down pretty dramatically.
Definitely.
But it's great in salads too. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.